we are one to do, Roger. It is a Friday, and I think we need to acknowledge that. Yes, so,
and we're going to acknowledge it with a 12-minute show.
Yes, of course.
I think that is about as short a work day as we've ever had.
Well, unlike some people in the room, I've been working all day, so I don't know what you've been doing. But
I've been sitting here waiting patiently. I was talking into the mic. It's just nobody heard.
Is the game over yet? No. Is the game over yet? No.
So,
we do love being here with you. And one of the things we wanted to tell you about, because we always have fun putting up one of our videos, and today is no different. Picture a cat on a treadmill.
With a bowl of food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there would be people that would say, oh, you're being cruel to the cat. Well, no, I don't think so. You're picking on the cat a little bit.
Right.
But that's all in good fun.
Yeah.
So, and you got to see the video. It's one of these things where, and it's not, the treadmill's not flying. No animals were harmed in the making of it. So relax. But you just have to see it to see the looks on the cat's face.
Well, especially when the treadmill stops.
Yeah. It's one of these things that, now, what just happened?
Yeah.
What went on here?
How come?
There's something that happened here. You know, so you got to see the video today.
Yeah.
It is at WKZO.com. If you look down in the blog section, it should be right down in there just below the news. And also, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook as well, if you go to the top of our webpage there at WKZO.com, we've got a link to our page, little Facebook F right up at the top. Click on that. Like us. Then you're part of things.
Yeah.
You know, we are definitely doing some fun things there now, but we are brewing up some cool stuff. I'll just say that. So some fun things on the horizon. We'd love you to be a part of all of that.
And you can be in the in crowd.
There you go.
So to speak.
Yeah. But it's not an exclusive in crowd because
right.
we want everybody to come along.
Right.
So, you know, but definitely consider doing that. Now, we've got just around 9 minutes now,
mm-hmm.
unless people think, oh, they're going to waste time, it's a Friday. No, we actually have a deep topic here. There has been a poll that has been done recently. This was a poll, I think it was done in Minnesota, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And in this poll, they were looking at what kind of an impact does starting a school day a little bit later have on high school students? Do they mm-hmm. get better grades? Do they do better on tests and things like that? The interesting thing about this, they found out that when the day starts a little bit later, and they think they said around 8:25, 8:30 or something like that, when the day starts right around that mark, that students have better test scores, better grades,
mm-hmm.
Better, you know, blah, 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 yada, yada. You get it. I mean, it's all there.
Yeah.
Versus high schools that'll start at, say, 7:20, 7:30, 7:45, whatever.
Attendance is better.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. More kids actually put their butts in seats in the school.
Now, you might think that this is one of these things that would say, well, it's because students stay up late. Well, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. One of the things that, and studies have been done on this as well about teenagers, particularly high school teens in that age, they need a lot of sleep.
Right.
They may not say they need a lot of sleep, but they need a lot of sleep.
Right. They're growing.
Mm-hmm.
Their bodies mm-hmm. are changing.
Absolutely. I mean, that's prime time for all of that stuff to happen.
Yeah.
So, and this is prime time for getting them the idea of, you know, finding that part of themselves and going and studying this or studying this other thing or a trade or doing whatever. So this is the time we need to get them more than any other time.
Sure.
So it's not necessarily that they're just sitting around playing PlayStation all night or out running around with their friends all night. Some do. But this is a matter of getting kids enough sleep so that they're able to do well in school. And, of course, the other thing about it, car crashes involving teen drivers dropped 70% in this particular poll.
Yeah.
I found all of this interesting.
The one downside I see to thinking about making this change
mm-hmm.
is part of the schedule that we have in our schools is based on transportation
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
using the same buses to haul high school kids, middle school kids, mm-hmm. and early mm-hmm. L kids. And you can't be hauling all of those kids at the same time in the same bus
absolutely
is problematic. Mm-hmm. And so if this is instituted, we're going to be increasing transportation costs because we're going to need more buses. Mm-hmm. That is, unless we let the elementary kids not start school till 10:15 in the morning.
Well, and that's a little tough, too, because then you've got the idea, well, you know, parents would have a rough time being able to go to work
exactly.
with the elementary kids doing that. And I think, you know, the other part of this, and obviously there are logistics to think about with that, mm-hmm. but I kind of wondered with this, you know, you talk about start time of 8:30 or whatever. What about the idea of, and some schools do this across the country, I don't know that they do it here, but what about just in general, planning from the beginning of school, a slightly longer school day, something where, okay, school goes until, you know, and I don't know what it is now. I remember when I was in school, we were done by like 2:30 in the afternoon or something.
Yeah, high school.
What about school going until 4 o'clock? And this is just out of the air. I don't know, just an idea. But 4 o'clock, and then the school year maybe is not quite as long. At the end of it, you make up and say, all right, we're doing the same number of hours, but we're throwing them into days. There's going to be maybe more class periods or longer class periods, more time for instruction and that kind of thing. Maybe that's an idea to throw in the middle of all of this, because let's face it, with the winter we had, kids are going to be going like halfway through June before they're done.
Yeah. What I see as the downside to staying till 4 o'clock mm-hmm. is the transportation system at schools takes approaching 3 hours to get all the kids home.
Oh, it takes time, yeah.
And so that would mean kids missing the family dinner mm-hmm. and not getting home till 7 in the evening. Aggravating.
And 4 o'clock is just an idea pulled out of the air. But, you know, I mean, that's... But I think the idea in general is, should we lengthen the days as well? I think it's an intriguing idea.
Yeah.
But let's find out what Andy has to say. He's managed to get on the phone at 382-4280 to share his comments with us. So, Andy, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
You know, my ideas aren't worth 2 cents, but I tell you what. First of all, I'm not terribly sure it's the school's responsibility to provide transportation to kids. I don't believe there's any legality in them saying that, you know what, if you're 16 or older, find your own way to school. Mm-hmm. First of all, that, you know, by that time, you usually have a driver's license. Obviously, you need a car at that point. But I remember getting quite resourceful and doing a lot of carpooling when I was that age with friends and whatnot. That might alleviate some of the problems. And I'm a big proponent for year-round school.
Many countries do that already, and where they have a couple of week break spread out through the year, I guess on a trimester plan, but many countries have their kids go to school year round.
Well, I certainly think that's part of the demise of the U.S. and the education that we have here, as opposed to China and some of the Middle Eastern countries that we might think of as. It's kind of funny that we think of them as, you know, almost third world countries, but yet they far surpass us in the ability to educate their kids.
Oh yeah.
So it's, I don't know. I really think that's something to look at. I know from a parent's point of view, you know, I have a daughter of my own, so I get the whole summer break thing, and it's nice to spend it with them and everything. But you know what? I think I'd much rather put that time in later with her when she's a very successful adult.
And, you know, Andy, I think you said something interesting there when you talk about doing this year-round school. One of the things that teachers complain about is that whole lack of retention from the end of one year to the beginning of the next, that probably would nip that right in the bud.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I strongly believe that, you know, the first month and a half is basically review out of the school year. So if we just take another, if we take a month and a half out of the school year, the next school year, you know, you're losing that much education.
Oh, yeah.
And let's look at it. Let's look at it over the span of a student's high or start to beginning. That's a year's worth of education.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Andy.
Yeah.
You bet. Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
You checking in with us. So, you know, and that's just basically how we do the show here.
Yeah.
You know, with a little talking back and forth. And, you know, ideas.
Yeah.
About what to do with this. You know, Roger and I certainly don't have the corner on it, if that wasn't obvious already.
Yeah. I think people figured that out, Jeremy.
I think. But, you know, I love being able to get together and talk with people, particularly about this stuff, because this is an issue.
Oh, yeah.
You know, okay, do they start later? Do they go longer? These are the kind of conversations we need to be having as a community to be able to say, what are the benefits in this?
Well, if we intend on being a community of education, then this is exactly the kinds of issues we need to be talking about.
Absolutely. Sadly, we can't do it right now because we
got
to
go.
Have a great weekend. We're going to get together and do it again on Monday. Join Roger tomorrow. We talk about birds or something.
Yep, that's the end of the show in the morning.
There you go.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.